Photographs of Venice, Italy tend to show its clear blue canals and architecture, such as the Doge's Palace. What they rarely show are the overcrowded streets, the pollution under the water, and the graffiti that says, "Tourists, go home." Venice, like so many cities around the world, now has so many visitors that local people are fed up, and the things that first attracted visitors are slowly being destroyed. Should we let go of our love of international travel? There are now 2 billion global tourist arrivals per year, and the figure is increasing annually by 6%. While going on vacation is not new, this rate of growth certainly is. Travel experts suggest higher tourist numbers can be explained by two key factors: budget airlines and the Airbnb effect. In the past, air travel was only available to the rich, but today, some flights cost little more than a pair of jeans. And websites such as Airbnb, which allow guests to stay in homes rather than expensive hotels, have only speeded up the trend. While local people's anger has been widely reported in the media, both Venice and Barcelona, Spain, saw anti-tourism protests on the streets. Less is heard about the environmental harm that tourism causes. In Bali, Indonesia, popular beaches are frequently covered in plastic waste, while the Great Barrier Reef in Australia has been damaged by diving and snorkeling. And, of course, flights are responsible for 12% of all carbon emissions. If it is clear that tourism cannot continue at current levels, what is actually to be done? One solution, which arose naturally as a consequence of COVID-19, is for people to travel mostly in their own countries. Another is to ban cheap flights and homestay websites, but it seems unlikely that 21st century tourists will give up their favorite hobby without a fight.